It's been a little more than a year since Gene Robinson was confirmed to be a bishop in the Episcopal Church. He was the church's first openly gay bishop. Since then, conservative congregations have begun moving toward creating a new Anglican network in the United States. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has an update.
More than 300 people from several conservative churches will be confirmed as Episcopalians this evening. Of course, confirmations like this at the Truro Church in Northern Virginia happen all the time. Except at this service, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Lord George Carey of Britain, will preside. This is a bit of a slap at the local bishop, Peter Lee. Lee should preside over these kinds of ceremonies, but to the dismay of conservative churches, Lee voted to confirm Gene Robinson as bishop. Now conservative churches in Lee's diocese are telling him, essentially, they would rather not have him preside. Martin Minns, the rector of Truro Church, says this is a mild step.
I'm, in a very real sense, kind of holding back the dam, as it were. There is a huge pressure upon us from our own congregations of saying, you know, when? When are we going to do something about this?
Such as bolt the Episcopal Church altogether. He says the Episcopal Church is, quote, rewriting Christianity, watering down key doctrine like the authority of the Bible, which points towards schism.
I think underneath this is this kind of enormous gap, and I think it's getting worse. It is becoming essentially two different churches.
He and others see a tectonic shift where churches align according to theology rather than geography. For example, conservative American churches aligning with African bishops rather than their local bishop. That's what's happening in California. Father Praveen Bunyan at St. James Anglican Church in Newport Beach says conservatives have been calling for the national church to return to more traditional doctrine for some time.
But that cry has fell on deaf ears, and finally it came to a point where some of us had to decide, are we going to be led astray completely, or are we going to remain faithful to the Anglican Communion worldwide?
Last month, St. James Church and two others in the Los Angeles area announced they no longer recognize the authority of their bishop, John Bruno, and that henceforth they would be under the jurisdiction of the Archbishop of Uganda.
If they want to pack up and leave, that's fine.
John Bruno, the bishop of the Los Angeles diocese, says he tried to work out a compromise. But he says a bishop from another country, or from another diocese for that matter, cannot simply waltz into his territory. It's like
the president of France trying to run Texas. I'm sure that George Bush would have something to say about that.
And so Bruno's lawyers have sued the parishes, saying the pastors can't just switch allegiance and then walk away with the property.
All the people who have contributed to those buildings over the years had no intention that it would ever not be an Episcopal church. So we're going to continue to see that they remain Episcopal churches.
The three parishes are fighting the suit. Many people expect more defections like this. Ian Douglas of the Episcopal Divinity School says that doesn't necessarily add up to schism.
Are we seeing some significant realignments? Yes, there are movements towards realignment. Does that mean schism, i.e. a clear break? I think that's too easy.
And too soon to tell. Most people are waiting until next month when an Anglican commission in London recommends whether to oust the American church, to slap it on the wrist, or to do something in between. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.